Something's heading for Florida that hasn't happened in nearly 100 years. Two tropical storms are poised to hit the state at roughly the same time. Tropical Storm Bonnie made landfall today, and Hurricane Charley, a much stronger storm with sustained winds of 90 miles per hour, is expected to strike the Florida Keys later. Authorities have ordered all visitors and mobile home residents in the Keys to leave immediately. Florida Governor Jeb Bush has already declared a state of emergency. Day to Day's Eric Weiner is in Miami, and he spoke with Noah Adams a little while ago.
Eric, in Florida, people are used to big storms this time of year, but not two in a row, I guess.
No, this is extremely unusual, Noah. In fact, it hasn't happened since 1906. But you're right, people do know what to do about at least one big storm here in Florida. And really, the hurricanes in Florida are a lot like snowstorms in the Northeast or the Midwest. Schools are closed and local TV stations really kick into high gear. In fact, in Miami right now, pretty much every channel is the Weather Channel. There's a lot of breathless teen coverage about the double whammy and the double dose that's about to descend on Florida. And of course, as in a snowstorm, people flock to the supermarket to stock up on supplies. And I went to one supermarket here in Miami and spoke with a couple, Barbara and Anthony Rutledge. They had a shopping cart filled with bottled water and other supplies.
Paper goods, you know, non-electrical things like charcoal. A manual can opener, charcoal, things like that.
Canned goods and try to prepare your house where this, you know, the storm will break your windows or whatever.
Do you think this is going to be a big one? Do you have any feeling?
Yeah.
I have a feeling we're going to feel it. I do. We used to be passive about it. But after Andrew, I think more people are taking it much more seriously now. Myself as well.
Erica, Mrs. Rutledge mentioned Hurricane Andrew there, and that's the one a few years back that just really changed awareness in Florida.
Yeah, that was back in 1992, and it was really the mother of all hurricanes. It killed dozens of people, destroyed thousands of homes, and caused billions of dollars in damage. And it actually really changed the whole demographics of Miami. I mean, many people took their insurance money and moved north to Broward County, just north of Miami. It took businesses years and years to recover. So really, to this day, people who remember Andrew, when they hear hurricane now, they take the warnings extremely seriously.
Now, what other precautions are people taking?
Well, newspapers are publishing sort of hurricane tips, things you can do to prepare. Some obvious things like boarding up windows, buying first aid kits, and a few things I hadn't really thought of, like making sure you have a full tank of gas in case you have to evacuate in a hurry. If things get really bad, supposedly the safest place to be is in your bathtub. After Hurricane Andrew, that apparently was all that was left of many homes, just the bathtub. And authorities here are taking some unusual steps, at least they're unusual to me as a Northeasterner. For instance, Key West in the far south of Florida has set up a rumor hotline, and the state attorney general's office here in Florida has set up a gouging hotline. It's an 800 number you can call if you feel you're being overcharged for things such as gasoline or other supplies. In other words, if people are trying to take advantage of the double whammy heading towards Florida.
Day to Day's Eric Weiner talking with us from Miami. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Noah.